Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So I want to talk about protection and how actually presenting protection is often done wrong, in my opinion. This is something that I've done myself when I was an advisor, and I've helped my clients with. And this is about using behavioral psychology and behavioral economics principles to effectively leverage the chance of you getting a much higher premium and a better outcome for your client. Because most people, when they are selling insurance, they sell the wrong thing. Okay, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I mean. So the problem that we have from understanding the psychology of this is that most people are wired, it's known as loss aversion, okay? And this is that we are wired to not want to lose stuff. We care a lot more about losing things than we do about gaining things. Now, the reason this is because if you think about it from a evolutionary standpoint, if I lost my food, I would starve and die. If I lost water, I would dehydrate and die. If I lost shelter, I would probably die. And so our life, there are things in our lives that sustain the level of our life. And we have got that far with these things. So to lose something is significantly harder than to gain something. Significantly harder of a loss. Whereas if we are trying to add something, then our brain, our subconscious brain, pretty much goes, we have survived this far without it. So it's not that important. I might want it, but it's not as important as the things I already have. It's why we are a hoarder by nature, and it's why I try my very hardest to be a minimalist, because it's not easy to do is we keep things. By the way, it's also the reason why you get free trials on apps or free trials in a gym, 30 days free in the gym, because once you've gone to the gym, you've gone for 30 days, you're in a new habit. Oh my gosh, I don't want to let go of this. So that is loss aversion in effect. Now, how is this important to mortgages and insurance, more importantly, but like selling insurance through mortgages, is that everybody talks about statistics. 1 in 2 people get cancer. No one cares. 1 in 2 people, the statistics don't hit to people in real life. They don't hit them at all. It's not an emotional thing. And other things they do is that they talk about the benefits. Did you know, let's take Vitality, love Vitality. I had a Vitality insurance policy for many years before I switched to Aviva once I got kids. Was Vitality, it's all about, I'll give you an Apple Watch, I'll give you free coffees a month and cinema tickets and all of this stuff. Of all the things, by the way, the vast majority of the people that you're working with, I know with myself, I just buy them if I wanted it. If I want to go to the cinema, I will buy it. If I wanted to go get a coffee, I'll just buy it. I don't need it. So the reason why is my psychology, my brain is going, you don't really need to do that. I'll just buy it. It's okay. Doesn't make a big deal. Why should I have that? Which is a big problem. Instead, what we should be doing is focusing on the things that matter to our clients. Now, how do you do this? How do you ascertain what matters to them? Very simply, you want to do a small discovery call, and a discovery call really needs to not be on a mobile, on a phone. You really want to try and get it onto Zoom minimum and in person if possible. But you want to be able to speak to them, and you do a kind of a holistic budget planner. So you would normally do this probably at the point and when you're applying for the mortgage. So you've applied for the mortgage, it's in, but you want to have this call with them. Or you can do it before you apply for the mortgage. So you can just say, can you come in and we have a chat and we can go through it all. Either way, it doesn't matter. But you want to do it at that point. And what you'll do is you'll sit down and you say, I just want to learn more about you because we're going to talk about how we're going to make sure that you have the best possible scenarios in this house. So I need to understand a little bit more about your kind of lifestyle and what you want. So the first thing I'd say is I'd say to them, go through the things. So tell me, and this would be the first thing I'd say, tell me, do you really love your lifestyle and you wouldn't want to change it? Or are you trying to grow your lifestyle? You're trying to reach a higher level, a higher standard of living. Because there are two types of people. There are people who are like, I'm happy. Like with me, I'm happy. if this is my lifestyle for the rest of my life, I am absolutely like ecstatic. I need more than this. I'm absolutely fine. I have enough money to be able to buy a house, go, you know, I don't go on holiday, but take my kids on holiday if they wanted to, have a nice life. I'm happy. So if someone asks me that question, I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't want to go bigger. But some people I know would be like, yeah, I do want to go bigger. And depending on if you asked me 3 years ago, I would be like, yeah, I want to go bigger. There's a different scenario. Now, the reason I want to ascertain that is because both of those things are important for protecting the mortgage and protecting your lifestyle, because that's what you're doing. So if someone in that situation says, I love my life, I'm happy with my life, loss aversion, okay, great. And that's really good. Okay, so I'm going to help you protect your life. Okay, that's my job. My job is to protect your life and understand this. Okay, or if someone says I want to grow my life, get great. My job then is to make sure that I am able to protect where you are, so that if you do fall and stumble and on that goal to reach a higher level of standard of living, that you're not falling down to zero. You're back to where you are now. Now, the reason why that's really important, again, it comes from this loss aversion thing. Now, you wouldn't say this straight away. I just need you to understand that before we dive in, is how you do it in this small fact find is you would sit down with them and you'd say, tell me about what you do. You got kids? I know you got kids. What do they do? What do they do? I've looked at the bank statements. Karate. Yeah, they do karate. My son does karate. Oh, great. Is he doing his black belt? No, he's not there yet, but he'd like to. Would he like to do that? Yeah, God. And then you can, but no, and it's not, would he like to, quote, tick box exercise. It's have a conversation. Oh, do you know, it's super hard. I've got friends of mine do it, but I find it's really difficult. And do you have to cart them around to a lot of classes? I tell you what, the thing I found with karate when I did it, I did Tangsudo when I was a kid, and the gradings and the belts, gosh, they're expensive. You get, they stack up. There's so much money. If I know, my mum used to say, for a little bit of tape around a belt, you're paying that much. Yeah, they'll laugh. Huh? Kids, oh, your daughter goes to ballet lessons. Yeah, cool. Does she do ballet? How many times a week? 3 times a week. Great. How much does that cost you? Oh, it costs this much. God, again, that's pretty expensive, isn't it? It's really good, though. And it's good fun, but do you think she'd want to do it as a career? It's quite hard. You just chat. Have a conversation. Just have a conversation. And at that point, then, you're like, you go on holiday. Yeah, you do. Where'd you go? Mexico. Yeah, Mexico once a year. I like to go on a 5-star all-inclusive once a year, and I like to go skiing as well in kind of the spring. Wow, that's really cool. Never been skiing. Chat. So you're seeing this idea of just constantly just having a conversation. And what you're doing here is fact-finding. And you're not actually fact-finding in the sense of what we have in this stupid, not in the stupid, but like in the fact-finder we have to submit with the FMA and all that. It's not that. It's actually getting facts, understanding your client and what is important to them. And you're not going, is that important to you? You're just chatting to them. Because it's obvious what's important to them the more you talk to them. They're kids, they're this, they're that. And you will have known, by the way, if they're saying, I love my lifestyle, you're like, great, so I need to know what that lifestyle is. Understand the lifestyle. If they say, I want to grow my lifestyle, you know that the current lifestyle they have is minimum standard in their mind of what is acceptable. So once you've done that, that's when you can say to them, okay, awkward conversation here. I don't like having this conversation, but what would you do if one of you were unable to work, or if someone was sick or anything like that? What would you do? Income wise and they go, oh, we'll manage. Okay, that's not enough. What would you do? Well, you don't have enough savings. Okay, you don't have enough savings, that'd last you a couple of months, so we'd pay the mortgage, we'd do this, something here would have to give, if not one or two things. So what would give first? What would you, would little Johnny not be able to get his black belt? Is that something you're willing to give up? Then they go, oh, I don't want to do this yet. No, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be bad. I'm just saying that you've got to decide, would you be willing to give that up if the worst came to the worst? You'd be willing to do that? Maybe, yeah, okay. And it's, okay, then what about the ballet then? Because if that wasn't enough, what about the ballet? Would you be willing to do that too? Because I'm guessing if you've done it for one, you're going to have to do it for the other. So you're willing to give that up too? Yes. And if it got really tough, then as well, would you be understand that you probably couldn't go skiing? And you can't go to your 5-star all-inclusives as a family, probably. That would be very hard, especially from your income. Because if you've got two incomes, that doesn't look like that's possible. These are the things, and they go, so what would you go? And they go, oh, I don't know. And you go, see, we need to protect this. Because if you really want to protect this and you don't want that outcome to happen, we can do that. But to do that, we're going to have to cover this and this. What was it going to cost? I don't know, but it's not going to be cheap. But it's definitely going to, because we're covering an incredible lifestyle. This incredible lifestyle that you have is not cheap, because you live a great lifestyle and not many people get to have this wonderful lifestyle. So we need to look at this and understand how to protect this so that you can, you don't have to worry about making those tough calls. And you don't have to, because you definitely will have enough income to cover it. It's just what we want to cover. So I'm going to ask you, what I'll probably do is I'll put together a solution that covers everything so that you never have to worry about this. You can go on your holidays, you want, that's fine. And then we can go through that, and then you can see if it's within your budget and stuff, and then we can go from there. But I think, from what you've been saying to me, the most important thing here is that you stick to your lifestyle, or that you are growing that lifestyle, and that we make sure that that nothing stops you from living this, from what you've told me, an incredible life. And I'm a little bit jealous, actually, about how cool your life is, because it's so much better than mine. And that is how you introduce it. That's how you talk about them. That's how you pitch them. That is how you do loss aversion, because you're trying to say, you don't want to lose all the things you've got. At which point then, they didn't go, oh, I want free coffee. They didn't go, I want a free Apple Watch. They didn't say any of that. They will be like, yes, I need to protect that. Because what you're saying to them is, this is your life, and if we look, what would you be willing to lose? It's not one in two get cancer. It's not sit next to you, one in two get cancer. That means one of us, at least one of us in this room, is going to have cancer. Like, no, it's that's so like old school crap. Use holistic emotional connection to truly understand what they want, and then deliver the problem, the real problem they would have, not the fake problem of this kind of statistic, because we are not statistics. We are not statistics. We don't. Statistics are just averages of every person across the world, fat, thin, unhealthy, fit. It doesn't make that one in two is not the right thing. It's not just you, then you, then you. It's not duck goose. It is literally all about about that person's situation. And only when you understand the situation will you understand the true risks to them of what is important or not. And I think that this is something that if you adopted this into your business, you'd absolutely fly. Anyway, longer episode than usual. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you in the next one. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.